I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She made your heart race in Kill Bill, and she's practically racing down the aisle to become Mrs. Mike Hill. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cynthia Bailey and Vivica A. Fox now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who came to turn looks and get turned. Before she gets married next year, my first guest is trying to make her wedding hashtag chill happen in a way that's anything but chill. Please welcome Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey. Hi, Cynthia. And I learned my next guest threw a party for the royal wedding, which makes sense because it's always a party when she's here. Catch her on the sixth and final season of Empire, airing Tuesdays on Fox. Welcome back, Vivica A. Fox. I guess both of you got the high boot mini skirt. Can you both stand up?
It wasn't
planned. I see these looks?
Yes,
you both stand up. I mean, this is amazing. You look so cute. Wow,
you
look great. Okay, behind the bar, he trained my dog, Waka, to sit, stay, and beg. And tonight, we are begging him for drinks. He's the host of Lucky Dog on CBS Saturdays. It's my friend, Brandon McMillan. Hey, Brandon, how you been? Everything good? Been swimming with any sharks lately?
December, I'm out. Shark Week again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Great whites.
Wow, you want to go swimming with the Atlanta Housewives sometime?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. I can hold my breath. Can you? Whoa.
Those waters are rough.
Yes.
Let's get started. Tonight, Kenya called Mark so he could see baby Brooklyn, but he seemed much more focused on criticizing Kenya. Watch.
Ooh.
Say hi, Daddy.
Hey, Kenya, what's mom doing with that hairstyle? I'm gelling your hair.
I don't put gel in her hair.
Jesus. You look like a boy. Hey, Brooklyn. Hey, Judy.
Twirl keeps licking her in her face.
I hate the dogs in the house.
But it's her dog. She loves them. Swimming. She's a rock star. She's advanced. She's more advanced in that class than anybody else.
Mark has two kids from the past relationship. It just almost was like, you don't know anything. I've had two kids before. What do you know about kids?
I mean, we know the end of this story, but seeing this
unfold
is, how do you react to it?
You know, at that point, you know, in filming or just even knowing Kenya, I thought things were good. I knew that there were some issues, but I didn't really realize how bad things were until the season went on.
Got it. Cynthia, when Noelle came back from college, she opened up about her love life. This was big and a curveball, and take a look.
When I helped you move in, I saw a lot of cute guys.
I definitely ended up meeting a couple of girls that I thought were cool, like in a romantic aspect.
So you like guys and girls?
There's a lot of attractive guys and there's a lot of attractive girls.
I just want you to be happy, Noelle.
Exactly.
If you meet an amazing young lady, that's a blessing. As long as they're good people and they love and support you. It makes me excited that Noelle feels like she has a safe space to share. Love is love.
Amazing. Your reaction to that was, wonderful. Took you by surprise?
Yeah, I didn't know. And you always feel like, as a parent, that you would know. Like,
right.
Noelle and I are super tight, you know, if you guys watch the show. And I had no idea. I knew she was going to learn a lot when she went to college, but I didn't know she was going to learn that she was fluent.
Right. There you go. Wow. Well, I really commend your response and your support to her. It meant a lot to me to see that. Vivica, you recently co-hosted a Halloween haunted house party with Adrian Maloof. How long have you and Adrian Maloof known each other?
A long time.
Really?
I mean, you know, I've known a lot of the house guys.
I know.
For
it's
such
wild.
A long time from, you know, coming on shows like this. But yeah, my friends got dressed up and we had the best time. It was great.
And during the summer, Tina Knowles threw you a gumbo la Versace birthday dinner.
I love that.
I mean, how was Tina as your party planner?
Oh my gosh, it was the best party ever. I mean, it was like Versace, Achi, Achi.
I love that.
I mean, and then it was amazing view in the Hollywood Hills.
I love it. And
she crowned me.
I love it.
I know. And
good. Well, you
were
already a queen.
Your questions
for Cynthia and Vivica are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Kenya and Eva started the season a bit at odds, but here's what. They do seem to have one thing in common, a friendship with Cynthia. We'll see how that works for Cynthia. Watch.
You don't have the nerve to defend her.
No. Considering that she don't really know you like that, she was like,
I don't know
what?
Her like that.
I'm the only real friend that Cynthia has. She's picked Nene to be her ride or die before, and now she's attaching herself to Eva.
I thought you were like my best friend now. She bought me a necklace. It says, chill. Did she get your necklace?
Don't do that.
You basically said that you didn't bring your kids to the party because you didn't know about Kenya's energy.
When it comes to my kids, I choose what and where they go.
You know, Kenya can be a little dramatic.
Cynthia Bailey normally goes hard for Kenya, so... who knew?
Okay, seems like you're firmly in the middle of this one. I don't know how...
Always!
I know, I don't know that this is going to work out so well for you. Vivica, it's not going to work out for her, is it?
Oh my goodness! Well...
I feel like I'm always in some weird... friend triangle.
Yes.
It's crazy. But here's the thing. You know, Kenya is, you know, she's...
Kenya?
Kenya has changed a lot since she has become a mother. I'll say that, but let's just say she didn't become Mother Teresa, okay?
All right.
Okay. She's still a shady.
Vivica, do you think she's changed a lot since she's become a mom?
Yeah, I mean, for the better.
All right.
I mean, to be very honest with you.
Second tonight, we saw Portia trying to navigate her relationship with Dennis after his infidelity. But here's what she's realizing. There's no clear path ahead. This was so dramatic and heartbreaking. Watch.
Dennis, he ended up spending the night.
Lord.
Oh. So when he left this today, girl, you gonna kiss me in the mouth. Bye, baby.
So, I mean, what does that mean?
I'm, like, really confused. To go to therapy with him, I can't even think of a damn thing to even say to him.
Hello.
Is it Dr. Sherry?
Yes. Thank you.
To be disrespected at the most sacred time in your life is like, I just can't forgive that.
But some stuff is not forgivable.
I had just heard my fiancé say that he actually had sex with someone. I didn't need to know anything else.
Boo.
Boo. I mean, this is a wild ride to watch because it's happening in real
Portia
time.
I love Portia, too. She's such a gem, and I was so disappointed because I really thought that she had found a good man that was going to, like, you know, treasure her, and I was just so disappointed to see him do her that way.
Really was. It was tough watching it. You know, Portia and I are in an amazing place, and
good.
I'm so happy for her, and I've always rooted for... just love, and Dennis makes her happy, so it's a lot for you guys to kind of continue to watch, but I hope it works out.
All right, finally, Vivica's Empire character loves high-class fashion, but when it comes to some of Vivica's past looks, I'm curious if she thinks any just clash. Here's what. It's time for Versace or Hibachi. I'm going to show you some of your past looks. If you like it, it's Versace. If not, we throw it on the Hibachi, okay? Okay, here you are at the Daytime Emmy Awards in 1990. Versace or Hibachi?
Hibachi.
All right, throw it on there. Okay, here you are at the 2003 MTV VMAs.
Ooh, Versace.
Versace.
Yeah. That's a Kill Bill body right there.
Here you are at the Essence Awards in 2000.
Versace.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
here you are at the Why Do Fools Fall in Love premiere in 98.
Hibachi.
Okay, Hibachi. Here you are at the Soul Train Awards in 2001.
Versace.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to match it tonight.
Here you are in 2000 at the Nutty Professor 2 premiere.
Yeah, that was before I had money. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Throw it on the grill, guys. Here you are at the Juana Mann premiere in
2008. Right. Yes, yes, Versace.
Yes, all right. Here you are at the Hoodlum premiere in 97. Okay, throw it out. Here you are at the World Music Awards in Monte Carlo in 2003.
Oh, yes.
All right,
Versace.
Yes, keep it. Yay. What about at the Big in 2003 Awards?
Yeah, okay. Versace.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Katie from Arkansas. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Cynthia.
Okay.
Did you have any idea that the moment you took your wig off in the premiere would go so viral?
I did not know that it was going to go viral, but I regretted it immediately.
Did you really? Why? You looked great with it. Well, why did you regret it? I thought it was so cool.
I know. I do it all the time. You know, with Mike, he's like, I'm very comfortable
right.
with him. Obviously, the wigs, the lashes, everything goes. And I just thought, you know what? This is so great to share my journey with this man.
Yes.
And to show the real. And on the real, it's like, babe, right. which take the wig off. And I'm like, okay. So, I mean... Okay, the cameras are rolling. Let's go. It is what it is.
Right.
It was very liberating to really just say, hey, you know what? I can put it on.
Right.
But I can take it off, and my man still loves me.
I know, that's right. Say that.
Yes. All right.
Bye, wig.
Bye, wig. Vivica, Ali D wants to know if you agree with Lee Daniels' decision to not have Jussie Smollett on the last season of Empire.
Ooh. That was tough.
Yeah.
He's family. He's always going to be family. Love him to death. But there was just too much... drama surrounding the circumstances.
You in touch with him still at all?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him. And who knows? Don't count him out. Y'all may see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Empire? Emma A. emailed, Cynthia's Peter called you to congratulate you on your engagement.
No, he is not.
He is not.
Oh.
On that note, Macy P. said, I was shocked when Portia said Dennis took the ring back. When you and Peter got divorced, did you keep the ring or give it back?
Mm. I did. I did keep the ring.
You kept it. But you all were married. You all were married.
I earned the ring.
Yes, you did. Okay. Let's go to Sarah from New York City. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Vivica, my question's for you. Were the rumors true that you once dated Dennis Rodman, and how would you characterize your relationship?
Absolutely false. I was actually asked to, at the last minute, go to the Oscars with Dennis Rodman. His outfit was brighter than mine. And I said, yes, I was a huge basketball fan of the Chicago Bulls at the time. We went to the Oscars, and at the end of the night, I said, good night.
Right. All right, Teresa from Texas. Hey, Teresa, what's your question for Cynthia Bailey?
Hi. Rumors recently came out that Mark Daly couldn't take his eyes off of Kenya at Brooklyn's birthday party. Do you think there's a potential that they might get back together? And would you support that?
I mean, the rumors actually came from Kenya's
exactly.
mouth, so it wasn't really a rumor. Yeah.
Kenya just said that on Wendy, but yes. Look, I... Stop. Stop it. Listen, I am hopeful and optimistic that they can work it out. You know, at the end of the day, I want Kenya to be happy, and I also want Mark to be happy.
All right. On next week's Atlanta, NeNe is excited to celebrate Pride, but she's not excited to see Cynthia. Watch.
Oh. Are you going to say something to Eva?
God said to say hello.
Cynthia's right there. What are you going to say?
I don't have an issue. What are you talking about?
When you get on that float today, they're going to already think, oh, she's going to come over here.
Why
she's
going to
be giving
that?
Us emoji faces.
I'm here for World Pride.
But I want you to be nice, forgive, and forget, and move on. Okay?
Forgive. Cynthia has done 7 interviews. Cynthia want people to think that she's this really nice, sweet angel. And then next time you turn around, you take a gun out and shoot a bitch when she ain't looking.
Oh, God. That made you laugh. You hadn't seen that yet,
no,
had you?
No, I hadn't.
No. Wow, you really... You were really tickled by that.
No, I mean, look... You guys just have to watch the season.
All right.
All I can tell you is
we're watching.
That, you know, I still, despite everything that I've been through with NeNe, I still have love for her.
All right.
And I hope that we can get to at least a respectful place.
Okay, let's go to Kelly from Maryland. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Vivica. If all of the Atlanta Housewives' husbands were single, who would you most want to date?
Who would I want to date?
Yep.
If I could take it back, I think Apollo was hot.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna co-sign that with you. I'm gonna co-sign that with you. Yes. Okay, it's game time, everybody. On Empire, Vivica's character is entangled in some complicated family drama, but there's still one thing that's harder to straighten out. The tangled web of Hollywood families. Vivica and Cynthia, I'm gonna show you pairs of celebrities, and you tell me, are they related? All right, Hugh Jackman and Rebel Wilson, are they related?
Absolutely
no.
not.
No, they're not. What about Bernie Sanders and Larry David?
No.
Oh, my gosh, sort of, kind of.
Yes, they're third cousins, Scarlett Johansson and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes.
Okay.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Al Roker and Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. The grandfathers are cousins. Shirley MacLaine and Warren Beatty.
No.
Yes, they are.
Brother and sister.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's right.
Jennifer Lawrence and Keanu Reeves.
No.
No, they're not.
No. Madonna and Hillary Clinton.
No.
Oh, hell no.
10th cousin.
Cousins.
Helen Mirren and Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
Yes, they are.
Nope. Kate Middleton and Dakota Fanning.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes, distant cousins.
Oh.
Zac Efron and Tom Cruise.
No, they're not.
Thanks for playing. Let's go to Nancy from Vegas. Hey, Nancy, what's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
My question is for Cynthia.
Okay.
What was your reaction to the news that Dennis did cheat on Portia, but not with Sincerely?
Well, I was disappointed that he cheated at all with anybody.
Right.
But I was particularly happy that it wasn't Sincerely, because she told us
on camera
that it wasn't her.
Yes.
So it was good that that was true. But I really feel bad, especially, you know, they have a new beautiful daughter. Yeah. It's just a lot. I really hope they work it out.
Greg J. wants to know your honest opinion of Trump while filming The Apprentice, Vivica.
He was charming. Yeah. Absolutely. Donald Trump was the reason why I decided to do Celebrity Apprentice. But how he has conducted himself as our president has been completely disappointing to me.
All right, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to my guest, Cynthia Bailey, who's gotten engaged to her fiancé, Mike Hill, since her last Clubhouse visit. Show the ring, Cynthia. Let's take a look at the couple that defines hashtag chill.
Mike and I really like each other a lot.
I do see a lifelong relationship with you in some sort of way, Cynthia. I do.
Cynthia, I want to be with her for the rest of my life.
Well, what if we just get engaged?
When I get on one knee, I want you to be... Oh, my gosh, Mike.
Let the man propose when he's ready.
He is going to.
That's coming up. Thirsty. Yes, I am thirsty.
I prayed for Mike Hill. Now, what I forgot to say in the prayer was, make sure his ass lives in Atlanta.
All right, Basil, yeah. Cynthia. The only way you could marry a hotter guy is if you married this one. That's Cynthia, as 50 Cent. Tonight's Jackal goes to a new study that says the water on most U.S. airlines is so unsafe it's recommended to avoid coffee, tea, and even washing your hands on planes. I guess the reason plane coffee always tastes like crap is that it might be laced with teeny tiny bits of poop. The more you know, everybody, if you drink that water, it sounds like the airport runway won't be the only thing with skid marks. I want to thank Cynthia, Vivica, and Brandon for being here.
Hey guys, it's Melissa and John. Today's episode is brought to you by Cash App. It's the best way to send money to friends and has long been ranked the number one app in finance in the App Store.
You may not know it, but Cash App has a ton of new features that make it even better than your bank, including the Cash Card, Cash Boosts, Bitcoin, and more.
With the Cash Card, you can design a free debit card right from the app that allows you to spend money wherever you like, pull money out of an ATM, and even get instant discounts or boosts at your favorite shops and restaurants across the country.
Boosts offer the best reward for a debit card, period. You literally get instant discounts every time you swipe your Cash Card at spots like Sweetgreen and Chipotle, and even save every time you shop at Whole Foods or Target, plus more of your favorite places.
Check out all Boosts available to you right from your Cash App, and use them instantly when you swipe with your Cash Card.
On top of that, Cash App offers the ability to buy and sell Bitcoin in seconds, or even deposit your paycheck directly into the app.
Clearly, your cash needs this app. Download the Cash App for free on the App Store or Google Play, or visit cash.app/download for more info now.
All right, Cynthia Bailey's show is The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sundays at 8 on Bravo. Vivica can be seen on Empire, Behind the Bar. Brandon McMillan's book, Lucky Dog Lessons, Train Your Dog in 7 Days, is out now. Brandon, what is the number one problem that people come to you with their household pets?
Out of control dogs, just in general.
Yes. And dogs, what is your number one piece of advice?
Exercise the dog. The 90% of a dog's problem, 90% of a dog's behavior issues comes from lack of exercise.
Yes.
So I tell them, you don't need a dog trainer, you need a dog walker.
Right. Yeah. And also, I find that you have been able to do a lot of behavior modification with your coin trick, which is, say what it is.
The penny bottle. Put 20 pennies in a water bottle, 20 cents solves any dog problem.
Okay, and what do you do with the pennies in the bottle?
When your dog is doing something excessive, barking, chewing, yelling, barking excessively, just shake the pennies, say the word no, and what happens is the pennies startles the dog and stops
them. They do not like this sound, you guys. It works, and it changes behavior.
It's 20 cents. Yeah. Anybody can do that.
Yes, in an empty water bottle. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, Vivica, Cynthia, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Hi, much love, back at you.
My question is for Vivica, though. My question is, have you read the final script for Empire, and can you give us clues on what would be the fate of your character, Candace?
Have you read it?
Have you
read
it? We haven't got there. We're literally on show. We're halfway through the season.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Halfway through the season.
All right.
But they've been doing this teaser of who shot Lucius.
Right.
And then Cookie gets in the car. Boop. So did they both off each other?
Right.
Yeah. So we don't know yet.
That'd be a way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amanda from Iowa. Hey, Amanda, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Cynthia. Cynthia, after everything that's happened, what do you think the chances are of you writing up a new friendship contract with Nene are at this point?
Well, the last one didn't work out so well. So.
Exactly.
Like, I'm out of the friend contract business. I think that I am just in a great place in my life. And
can I just ask you?
Yeah, sure.
Why y'all have such a love-hate relationship, you think?
I don't know. I mean, mine is more love.
Exactly.
I mean, to be honest, you know what it is? I don't know. It's just something about our relationship. But I will say, and you guys will get to see on the show, I really, really try to. We have a conversation. We have a major conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get the personal closure that I need because I take accountability. I take response. I do everything that I'm supposed to take.
Don't give too much away. By the way, I love your eyeshadow.
I know,
your eyeshadow. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really works with
Thank
that
you.
Top. Okay, last call. Brenna from Indiana. Hey, Brenna, what's your question?
Hi, I just wanted to say really fast that, Andy, I love you so, 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 so much.
Thank
oh,
you.
That was a whole
I love you so souls. Much back.
Thank you. Okay, so my question is for Vivica.
Of course, okay. From Indiana.
Yes, Brenna from Indiana, yes.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey. Quentin Tarantino said he was having conversations with Uma Thurman this summer about Kill Bill 3. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything? And who would you want to see play your daughter?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, that we've heard rumors about the Kill Bill 3 sequel happening for years.
Yeah.
And Quentin falls in and out of love with Hollywood. You know, if they, like, you know, leak a script of his, he's done with Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd love for him to come back. I'd love for us to do Kill Bill 3. And the little girl that played my daughter, her name was Ambrosia. I'd love for her, because we were supposedly waiting for her to grow up.
Right.
I'd love for her to play it.
Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
You didn't see it?
Which one was that? Brad Pitt?
Quentin's last
movie. I heard about.
Right.
Mommy's been working.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. I want to thank Cynthia and Brandon for more kids around BabbittTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.